This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dedicated the successful implementation of three new criminal laws to the nation. He reviewed the progress of three new criminal laws which have been implemented to reform India's criminal justice system in Chandigarh in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Modi was welcomed by Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini and the officials of the Chandigarh administration on his arrival at the airport. In his address at the Punjab Engineering College Hall in Chandigarh, the Prime Minister said the implementation of three criminal law has taken place at a pivotal phase of our history. Modi said that the implementation of the new criminal laws is a concrete step towards fulfilling the ideals that our constitution has envisioned for the citizens of our country. He said that these new laws will free India from the colonial legacy. Modi also thanked and congratulated the lawyers of the Punjab and Haryana High Court and the members of the Chandigarh Bar over the successful implementation of the new criminal laws in Chandigarh. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Amit Shah said that the three new criminal laws will be implemented in the entire country within 3 years. Shah said that the laws brought are made by Indians in the Indian Parliament and are designed to deliver justice to the people. Earlier, Modi and Shah also visited an exhibition on the three transformative new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam in Chandigarh. They also witnessed the live demonstration of crime scene investigation under the new criminal laws. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the National Awards for the Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities to 33 exemplary individuals and institutions on the International Day of Persons with Disabilities 2024 in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering at the event, President Murmu said today's award winners are being recognized as the role models in front of the society. She added that by emulating them, other individuals and institutions can move forward towards empowerment of Divyangjans. The president highlighted the role of the Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan in providing universal accessibility to persons with disabilities, reminding everyone that people with disabilities need empathy, not sympathy. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar was also present on the occasion. Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan, also known as the Accessible India Campaign, is celebrating its 9th anniversary today. It is a transformative initiative aimed at creating an accessible and inclusive India for persons with disabilities. The campaign introduced a structured approach focusing on making public buildings, transport networks like buses and trains, and digital platforms accessible to Divyangjans. It also sought to create awareness about the rights and needs of Divyangjans. The Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan has emerged as a landmark initiative driving India's journey toward a truly inclusive and accessible society. Over the past 9 years, it has successfully addressed long-standing challenges faced by persons with disabilities, setting a strong foundation for universal accessibility. The campaign's integration into the broader scheme for implementation of the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act, SIPDA, underscores its enduring relevance and the government's commitment to inclusivity. Both the Houses of Parliament today resumed normal business after the end of 5 days of deadlock between the government and the opposition. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha took up issues of public importance during question hour and 0 hour. However, in the Lok Sabha, when the House met for the day, the opposition staged a brief walkout protesting over the various issues, including violence in Sambal district of Uttar Pradesh and the alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. Opposition members tried to raise the issues, but they were not allowed. Speaker Om Birla asked them to raise their issues during the 0 hour. Members from Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK and others created a noisy scene. During 0 hour, Samajwadi Party MP Akhilesh Yadav alleged that the incident in Sambal was a well-planned conspiracy. He demanded that action should be taken against the police personnel and administrative officials involved in this matter. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.